neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Putting off Mishkan. Aharon brought korbanot and also Am Yisrael. What did Aharon bring? The korban of the sacrifice of Aharon was, what did he bring? Remember? Yeah, bring Egel and a par. So Am Yisrael brought Seir, Egel, and a par. So you see, Am Yisrael brought addition sacrifice. It was a goat. Why? Why they had to bring a goat? Lachaper al Mechirat Yosef. Make sense?
But they used the goat, the blood.
How long ago was it?
Long time.
How long? When did they sell Yosef? 230 is good?
240.
40? You like 40 better? Yeah. How long they were in Mitzrayim?
210.
And before they go to Mitzrayim, when did they sell Yosef?
20 years.
Okay, 230. Sold?
Yeah.
Yes? Good. So now, 230 years ago, Yosef's brother committed a mistake. Good. What did they do? They sold Yosef. So now, 230 years later, at the time of Hakamat Mishkan, the Mishkan should start the Avodah. So Hashem says, you have to bring a goat. But why? Why now? When they sold Yosef, actually they want to kill him. Why do they want to kill him? Because? In Shulchan Aruch, does it say if somebody is jealous of somebody else, do you have to kill him? Or let's say if somebody has a dream, you kill him? No, you don't kill him. So why did they want to kill him? Because they saw that from Yosef, in his later descendant, who's going to come out? Yerobam ben Nabat. Who was Yerobam ben Nabat? Yeah, he was a king, he was a melech, that he leaded Am Yisrael to idol worship. So now, 230 years later, what did they do? They made an idol, and they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So now it's very interesting. At the time that they wanted to kill Yosef, they said, you, the source of idol. Why? Because from you, somebody's going to come out, 1,000 years later, that's going to worship Avodah Zarah. So now you see, they did the same thing. Whatever that they blamed Yosef, they did the same thing, right? So what we learn from here, one lesson here is that sometimes. Whenever you blame other people, actually,
you do it yourself.
You do it even worse than other people. Like when you qalat gir, you more qalat than qalat gir. Right?
Exactly.
It's very interesting. That, you know, that it, you look for mistakes of other people, you're full of mistakes yourself. It could have. So that's one thing. But now, the mind-boggling question is, this happened 230 years before. So now what do you want from them? And not only that, this is not the same people. The one that they did it, they're not around anymore. What has anything to do with them?
They're all together, they're part of us.
What do you mean? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they have nothing to do with these 210 years later population that are different people. What has anything to do with it? Huh? So here we see your character is what happens to it?
Come back.
Doesn't come back. It continues and continues and continues and is injected to later and later and later generation. So that means you might see something, let's say your kid, for example, right? And you say, what are you doing? What happened to you? But if you go back, like I said, 30 years ago, yourself, you did the same thing. Is that true?
Probably.
What do you mean probably? It's definitely true. That's what we see here. Ribono Shel Olam is telling Am Yisrael to bring a goat. Bring a say, why? Mechirat Yosef. What do you mean Mechirat Yosef? This is 230 years before. But here you see, whatever that Yosef's brother did, it continued even to the population that even didn't exist. So that means whatever you see in your kid, in your grandchildren, in grand-grandchildren, say, where did this come from? It's you, but it's a different structure. But it's you. That's what you all happen to be. And now it comes out and you see it in a different form.
That's why we have to pay so much now.
Yes. So now here we see the only way to stop it, you have to go back 30, 40, 50, 80 years ago. See, this invention, this kit that is in front of me, I did the same thing. And you have to fix it. You have to do teshuvah. You have to do teshuvah. You say, no, I did this. I was acting like this. This is copy of me. And that's what here we see. Before that Mishkan will start this, the Avodah has to be cleaned up. For what? What they did 230 years before. Why? Because till you don't get it fixed, nothing can be. But we can't stop it. And that's how the whole point here is. That's what we're learning. No, here is the Chokhmah. Here's the Chokhmah. That we have to ask Ibn Sholam that open up our eyes. Gal Einenu. What does it mean? Gal Einenu Betorato. So that means we have to ask Ibn Sholam that give me the Chokhmah to be able to see, to realize, to fix. Understand? But here Ibn Sholam said, that's true. I give you Yetzer Hara, but I give you the medicine. There's a prescription here. And that's what exactly you have to dig in and find out. We're not here to blame other people. And that's what the whole point here is. That when you fix yourself, you see, all around thing is going to be
fixed. Koilani shamote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shamone shamosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.